First off, we were contacted back in April by the director of operations of the men's basketball program here at Texas A&M, and he advised us that one of the coaches had some expenses that had showed up on his credit card that led him to believe that maybe his credit card number had been stolen. Through the investigation, we were able to determine that that may have possibly been one of their student workers by the name of Christopher Lance Thompson. Mr. Thompson was brought to our office and interviewed by an investigator and actually admitted to having the coach's credit card number and also using it. We also had the information from the coach that the card was used again at a local business here to purchase some items. And with that information, the investigator was able to obtain a warrant for his arrest. Now, when Mr. Thompson was arrested on these charges and taken to the Brazos County Jail, during the booking process, one of our officers discovered that Mr. Thompson had several checks in his wallet that actually belonged to his girlfriend's mother. And through further investigation of that, it was discovered that those checks were actually stolen from their home in Waxahachie. We also obtained some more information from Mr. Thompson's girlfriend that when she actually went back home, she discovered some of his property, and within that property, they discovered 10 membership documents that were from the 12th Man Foundation. These documents had information regarding individuals' names, dates of birth, addresses, email address, phone numbers, types of credit card numbers, and so on. Information that definitely could be used against someone fraudulently. Our investigators actually traveled up to Waxahachie where they obtained these documents and with that obtained an additional warrant for Mr. Thompson's arrest for fraudulent use or possession of identifying information. What we do know is that Mr. Thompson was able to obtain these documents when he was actually serving as student body president of the 12th Man Foundation.
The monetary loss?
One of the individuals whose information was listed on one of the 12th Man Foundation student forms, her information was actually utilized to secure a U-Haul. And so I don't know if there was any monetary loss in that.
And so far, that would be the only monetary victim in the in this bunch of applications?
The actually monetary victim that we do know right now is the individual whose credit card was used to purchase items of what we know as at a local business, and that would be in approximately $34 to $37.
And the type of business?
It was a restaurant.
Have I missed anything?
You know, this was a really unique situation in the fact that these membership forms were taken by Mr. Thompson when he was the president of the Student 12 Man Foundation, made photocopies of these in which they were used at an event where donations were being taken. And so he actually retained copies of those and had them in his possession.